Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this afternoon. Hey, it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 FM and you're listening with Irene and Mariska. How are you today?
Absolutely fantastic. I've had a night without power, day without power
again.
Yes, and the horrible thing is I don't learn. This is the third time in this year, in 3 months, and my garage cannot be accessed internally. It can only be accessed by remote control. And what is in my garage? All my camping equipment and my car. So when the power goes out, all the things I need are inaccessible. How dumb is that?
Well, that's actually pretty dumb. And isn't that interesting? Now, talking about your garage, what else have you got in there? Have you got stuff? Are you a hoarder? Have you got stuff in your garage?
I'm the total opposite to a hoarder. I keep throwing things out, cleaning things out all the time, and a few years later I go, oh my God, I wish I hadn't done that.
Now, this is one of the problems, and this is why we hoard sometimes, because we keep thinking to ourselves, it might come in handy one day.
Yeah, well, with me, it's mainly the sentimental things, you know, like your kids give you all these silly little trinkets and things, and after 25 years, you've got boxes full of them. And if you live on a boat and you don't have a house, you've got nowhere to store them. So I virtually got very good at just whittling things down and just getting my daughter to store a couple of boxes that had things like the photographs and all those really precious memory things. But years down the later, down the track, I look around and I go, well, all those cute little trinkets that, you know, were really just little trinkets. Some of them are really cute. My daughter's kept all hers, and I look around and I go, I haven't got any. So, yeah, when you get a little bit older, you go, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. But at the end of the day, I still had nowhere to store them at the time. So hoarding was not an option, but boy, I've seen some places and some people, and I find it just horrible, just really sad.
Well, it's actually a mental disorder, isn't it? Like, as in proper hoarding. And it's a fire hazard, which is one of the real challenges. And did you know, and I found this, I was just having a look up hoarding while you were talking, and there's about 35,000 Kiwis that are clinically severe hoarders.
Really?
I know. That's what I kind of thought when I was just looking then. But they did some research, and yeah, and so, and as I say, clinically severe hoarders, which, you know, and I know it's a disorder. I remember watching that program. I can't remember what it was even called, but the hoarding one, it was based in England. And was it England or America? Oh, who knows?
It was England, yes. Yeah. I saw that too.
And then they would try, the psychiatrist would go in, or psychiatrist, psychologist, whomever it was, some mental health practitioner, to help them give up stuff. And there'd be little trails, you know, the only thing through the house to the kitchen sink or the toilet was a tiny little trail as you squeezed between stuff.
Yes.
It just seems, when you watch it, you think, how can you live like that?
I watched one of those programs also, and they'd had to call the police in because all the neighbours and everybody else were complaining because of the smell, because she also had 12 cats, and she had exactly the same thing. You had to go sideways to be able to get into the house. She slept on the paper and the boxes and things that she had there, because there was no beds or furniture anymore in the house. There just wasn't any room for it. And 90% of it was masses and masses of newspapers. She just kept every single newspaper and just kept piling them up everywhere. And it was a huge health hazard, fire hazard,
yeah,
the whole works. And any attempt to get rid of all this stuff out of her house just put the woman into huge palpitations, and it just terrified her.
Yeah, and that's what they say, you know, that there's difficulty in throwing those possessions away. But interestingly, they found in New Zealand, in the New Zealand study, that 70% of hoarders were female, 40% were unemployed, and 70% were on income support. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And, you know, they kind of go on to say, and I suppose this makes a bit of sense after watching those programs as well, that 70% of those with clinically severe hoarding were more likely to be single. And when I see, if you have to live like that, could the rest of your family live like that? Because I know in some of those programs there were divorces going on, and, you know, because the other person just couldn't stand it. So I could kind of see why they would be single.
For a single person, you could see it being a comfort thing, can't you? But not when you're a married couple or you've got a family. I mean, I saw some of those programs where there were children involved as well, and It's hard to get your head around it, to know what to do. I do quite a lot of decluttering in my clients' homes and places like that, and it's amazing how much stuff I can collect and take out of a home on the first round that we go through when they first call me in. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody with that much. The most I've ever taken out of home was 10 black sacks of stuff, and that's not hoarding. That would be not even half a room of what we're talking about with the hoarders. I never realised it was such a problem in New Zealand.
No, neither. And they say we're actually comparable with the UK, with Germany, I think it was, and with the States.
Wow.
So I suppose per population and the percentage, I mean, that's just incredible, isn't it? But, you know, it is interesting when you say decluttering, and I think that's why it made me think of it, because you mentioned it a few weeks ago. And one of the things I think also, and I'm thinking of myself, and I know I've got to get rid of this stuff and I want to get rid of it, I just haven't bothered, but you can see how things pile up. And they call it technology fetishism. Ooh, crikey, get that one right this afternoon. Because they're saying what happens is the products now that we're buying are they're kind of designed to be thrown away after 2 years, but you spend so much money on the damn thing in the first place that you're loath to actually throw it away. And so you end up with all of this. I'm just thinking as I'm talking, I have got 2 computers, 2 printers sitting there. I mean, yes, I would get to, it's just me probably being lazy, actually, rather than. But you can see how this works. You know, things just get put in the garage and out of the way, and you've ended up with crap.
Yes, I know. And the thing is, you're never ever going to use them again, because not only do they make everything disposable nowadays so that they can make sure that their marketing levels are kept, which is really all it's about. It's nothing else except forcing us to buy all the time. And but they also add to that not only the marketing side of it so that you have to buy again, they add to it by improving, put that in parentheses, improving these things, changing them so that they're totally different, changing the plug sizing so that you can no longer use the same plug to charge your phone with, doing everything that they possibly can to get that little bit more and that little bit more out of the sale. And so what you're storing in the garage is never going to be used again, because you're never going to be able to go back that far.
Isn't it interesting? You're right. And every time a new iPad comes out or a new iPhone, what do people do with their phones? Do they actually throw them in the bin, the old ones? Or do they get stuffed in a drawer somewhere?
They get stuffed in a drawer,
yeah.
Yes. I've just cleaned out a lady's house yesterday and got 6 iPhones out of it.
Yeah. See, isn't it funny how all this marketing is kind of contributing to us cluttering up our space? The other thing I think, which has changed our society quite a bit too, is these storage units that have popped up everywhere. So especially here, up here in Auckland, there are storage units everywhere you look. And so I suppose as our houses are getting smaller, that people need, they've got stuff. But if you can't put it in your house, why do you need to store it somewhere?
I'm going to challenge you on that our houses are getting smaller. Why on earth are you saying our houses are getting smaller?
Oh, look, people are in apartments these days and things like that. It's not those big kind of 5-bedroom houses like we grew up in. So if you're going from a big house into an apartment, because that's all you can afford, you can't put all that stuff in there.
Yeah, but when do they do that? I mean, single or couples that haven't had any children start off in apartments, and then the elderly or as they get older and their children have all gone, they don't need the big house, they go back into the apartment. So,
Why do we need all these storage units then?
Well,
why do people rent them? What's going in there?
They may always be thinking in the back of their minds, well, just maybe I'm going to get something big again. I mean, I've got a family member who's immigrating to Canada. She and her husband have got this wonderful opportunity over there. And she's also going to have a baby on the way. Just before she leaves, she's going to have the baby, stay the required time, and then they're off. And she has a home, and they were going to store all their furniture. Now, they've got no idea how long they're going to be in Canada, and they were going to store all their furniture. And I managed to talk them out of that, because much as they love that furniture now, in 3 years' time, you know?
That's true as well, isn't it? I suppose that kind of makes some sense, that if you come back and you're not financially well off, otherwise you'll have to start all over again. But you're right, and I actually had a nephew that done that. And they sold everything before they left. They thought, sod it. What used to is it in storage? Yeah. And you're right, we probably won't like it when we come back. And so they did, and they were away for 2 years and then came back and settled and bought their stuff again. Mm. But isn't it interesting, again, such a... And maybe it is marketing, but there are so many storage units everywhere, and someone's making millions out of us out of us just
storing things.
Storing clutter, yeah. Mostly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I jumped on my boat and took off, I had a whole house load of furniture and stuff that I had to decide what to do with. And I think of a storage unit had been a feasibility in those days, I possibly would have done it, or no, maybe I wouldn't have. I don't know, but they weren't available in those days anyway. I had to sell it or give it to family and friends because there was just nowhere to store it. So, yes, it has arrived with a disposable art form.
Yeah. I think the other thing that probably that we end up cluttering away are those gifts that are given to us that are probably quite expensive. So we don't want to throw them away. We probably don't want to re-gift in case someone in our circle knows where that gift came from in the first place. So we keep them. But again, what use are they sitting in a drawer or under a bed? Why don't we pass it on?
I'm a little bit cold-hearted when it comes to that sort of thing. If I get a gift that I don't need, I'm straight down to the woman's refuge with it. I think it's really lovely to have new things for those people, so I don't have a worry about that.
Now, we're just going to have a wee break, wee little music stop here. So while you're listening away to the music, think about what's in your house that you don't really need.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter. And my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. Tonight, there's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good. It's alright, alright, tonight, tonight. I woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket. And it kinda looks just like you. Mixed with Zach Galifianakis. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. Keep the beat up, let's drop the beat down. It's my party, dance if I want to. We can get crazy, let it all out. Just don't stop, let's keep the beat pumping. Keep the beat up, let's drop the beat down. It's my party, dance if I want to. We can get crazy, let it all out. It's you and me and we're running this town. And it's me and you and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go, cause this is our show. Everybody, whoa, come on.
If you've just joined us, we're talking hoarding. So how do we stop hoarding in its tracks? Now, I have a list here of 10 things and 10 ways we can do this. Now, the first one, as I read it, I think, yeah, right. It says, get rid of things you know you don't need or want immediately. Then there's no time to reconsider.
Well, you wouldn't be a hoarder if you did that, would you? That's exactly. Not really very helpful.
Yeah, but if you do it immediately, you see, you won't even think about, oh, I should have kept that around. Clear horizontal surfaces. A clear kitchen bench is a must. More enticing, more enticing coming to cook dinner. Do you know, you're right. I'm just, as I'm reading that, I'm picturing my kitchen table. It has got so much stuff on it. But it's stuff as I come in the door and I just throw it on there. And I could probably throw away a lot of that stuff that's sitting there. Mm-hmm. What's your kitchen table like?
There's a fruit bowl on it and nothing else.
Oh, see,
I'm just not that sort of a person. I mean, I've got one daughter that's exactly like me. She has nothing in her house. It's very, what's the word, austere. And my other daughter has every shelf in that cupboard was a book, a picture, a knick-knack, an ornament, whatever, you know. And both of them are lovely homes. And that's a personality thing, not a hoarding thing.
Yeah.
But having said that, the one that loves all the knickknacks and that, she's got boxes and boxes of every drawing that her child ever painted, every card, boxes of them.
And that, as they say, you know the trouble spots in your home, so make an attack list and attack those. So if it does end up going into a cupboard, you know, do you know that's interesting? A lot of stuff when people come round unexpected, and I'm thinking, oh, crikey, best clear the table, all gets shoved. Actually, it gets shoved into the laundry, and not all of it comes back out. So I should probably go in and have a look and chuck all that stuff out. Make time to tackle. So make time to do it, tackle it, and just think, right, I'm going to have a clean out day today and go and clean it out. Now, get the right tools for the job. Oh, this is an interesting one. Before you start the sorting, purchase cleaning stuff, rubbish bags, boxes, or whatever you need. Now, that's interesting. You're right, because if you start and then you think, oh, shit, I haven't got that, there you go. Oh, I've got to pop down and get the cleaning stuff, or whatever it is, so you'll stop. So there we go. You've got to get your right tools before you do this. One at a time. One drawer, one cupboard at a time. So I suppose they say that so it's not so overwhelming. I could imagine, because, you know, you think there's a big chore there. And, yeah, that's hard. Big chores are hard. Little chores are easier.
I don't know. If it takes you a long time to get yourself into gear to start doing the decluttering, don't stop while you're in gear. Go for it, because how long is it going to take you to get into gear again?
Yeah, actually, that's sound advice. Sort in an orderly fashion, left to right, top to bottom. Oh, for goodness sake, no.
I know.
Oh, no, do it how you want. Yeah, no, that one doesn't work for me. Be brave. Be brave about getting rid of things. I suppose you have to be. Your kids will forgive you for throwing away their broken toys, and the lady down the road will never know if you throw out those homemade preserves she gave you last winter.
That's about the best comment this person has made. I don't think any of the others have got much value, but that was a good one.
Find some balance. Don't feel bad about keeping the old sentimental thing or ragged T-shirt. Afford yourself a few pleasures during the clear out. And I think that's true. You know, there, if you had to chuck everything out, you know, as you say, you've still got a couple of boxes of some of those little things that are special. And if you had to throw them out, you know, how's that going to make you feel? And the last one is persist. So, as you say, start.
She had one good comment in there, and that's very good. I like that one. Well, there's another thing that people haven't thought of yet or mentioned in there, and that's that the rubbish dumps are no longer free. You have to pay so much to take your rubbish to the rubbish dump. Whereas in the old days, you could just drive up, back your truck up and chuck everything over. Nowadays, what you put in your bag or your bin is all you have room for, and the rest stays in your house or you have to pay extra.
But we're not going to let that be an excuse. That's all we have time for this week. We'll see you the same time, same place next week. So you say everything.